and onward with the day-to-day book report. Critic David Kippen has the latest from literary and cultural critic Harold Bloom. The title is, Where Shall Wisdom Be Found? Good questions, says David Kippen, but the answers less so.
Could any critic's love of literature ever be less contagious than Harold Bloom's? We take him at his word when he professes to read 500 pages an hour, down by half from the 1,000 he used to zip through in his prime. We don't doubt that he's read everything worthwhile under the sun, though he beguilingly admits that Goethe's Hermann and Dorothea is now, quote, very hard to get through, unquote. At 500 pages an hour, just what does hard to get through mean, anyway? But for all his prodigious appetite for literature, Bloom lacks the indispensable lure in every decent academic critic's tackle box, the ability to make his audience want to read or reread whatever he's writing about. In his new book, Where Shall Wisdom Be Found?, Bloom engages Plato and Homer, Cervantes and Shakespeare, Emerson and Nietzsche, and half a dozen other pairs of authors. But if you can't make these guys interesting, why bother? In 9 rather rambling chapters, Where Shall Wisdom Be Found? Resolves the history of what Bloom calls wisdom writing into the sequence of author pairs I just mentioned. By wisdom writing, Bloom means literature that doesn't, or doesn't just, tell a good story, though heaven knows that's hard enough, but writing that also suggests how we might best live. At least, that's what I think Bloom means. He never comes out and defines wisdom writing. Instead, he keeps setting up hypothetical grudge matches between all his writer pairs, and then declaring his preferences instead of defending them. Bloom's hierarchies and smackdowns are the perfect literary criticism for an age when Americans pay lip service to the importance of books, but few of them can be bothered to pick one up. Bloom clearly thinks that the literary end times are upon us, and his despair, unlike his enthusiasm, is catching. Bloom sees himself as some sort of Noah before the flood, marching his favorite poets aboard the ark of his library 2 by 2. At heart, he reads like a high-culture Nick Hornby, more comfortable listing and savoring his favorites than laying out a case for them. Read him if you must, enjoy him if you can, but under no conditions give him as a gift, the way so many people do. He makes less well-read people feel like idiots, and the erudite feel like the last of some noble dying breed, as Bloom surely believes himself to be. Only if people fall for this guff does he stand a chance of being right.
David Kippen is a book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and Day to Day.